episode 1248, When Dreams Don't Come True.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching. Happy every day. The weekend's over, and that means it is Mindset Monday. Do you have your heart filled with joy? Well, let's connect your mind and your heart when dreams don't come true. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. At one point in your life, you have dreamed a dream you wanted to come true. But when those dreams didn't come true, what did you do? What have you done? It breaks my heart when I see people living day to day only through their responsibilities. There seems to be like a no life or happiness around, a sparkle that burns brighter even when life happens. It just is non-existent. Do you feel like you have let some of your dreams go? Not even putting them on the back burner, but more like having them, well, non-existent. You've given up on dreaming. Because when dreams don't come true, why dream? What good does it do, right? I mean, if your dreams can't come true, you can't be Cinderella. You know, maybe you have been, you know, you feel like your marriage has been disgraced because you didn't marry your prince, or you thought the prince that you had wasn't the prince that, ended up being. Wherever you are, we've all had dreams that have either failed us or because life happens to us, we just stop dreaming. Let me ask you this, though. What does your schedule look like today? If you can, while you're listening to me, pop open your calendar. What does it look like? Do you have yourself penciled in for focusing on what God is dreaming for you today? I want you to listen to this Bible verse, and I want you to not think, oh, I know this one already. No, I'm not even going to tell you the verse. You may be guessing it already. I just want you to listen to it as if you're hearing it for the very first time. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. It's Monday. Did you hear that when you woke up this morning? Did you say, praise the Lord, it's a brand new day. Lord, I'm waiting for the plans that you have for me. If you're honest, you're probably not. You probably hit the snooze button, stayed up way too long over the weekend, and you're still trying to recover at 6 o'clock Monday morning. Take a big deep breath because God's telling you right now, I know the plans I have for you, but you got to listen. And I promise you, they're going to prosper you. They're not going to hurt you. And they're going to give you hope and a future. If you want a reference for that for later on, it's Jeremiah 29, verse 11. How much do you really believe those words from God? Don't be too quick to answer. When you are only surviving, striving for the busyness title, that's where dreams die. Think about it. Go back to your schedule. Are you still listening to me? Open it up again. Where do you have you penciled in there? Where do you have God penciled in there? This is not about guilt here. This is about when dreams don't come true. Your dreams, because you matter. When you are only surviving, striving for that busyness title, that's where dreams die. There is no room for your mind to connect to your heart to create your dream, a vivid passion beating deep within your soul. Where's the hope? Well, as we pause for a moment, here's some hope from our sponsor, Health, Hope, and Inspiration, with Reverend Percy McCray, created by Cancer Treatment Centers of America, to provide cancer care information and resources to the faith-based community. One of the most important things we can do for family and friends who are going through a health crisis is simply to be there, to give them the gift of presence. This podcast not only discusses the latest cancer care information, but also offers biblical hope and spirit-filled inspiration. Whether you are a patient or a caregiver, you will be encouraged by the conversations with cancer patients and survivors, caregivers, clinicians, and medical professionals. I want to invite you to listen each week to Health, Hope, and Inspiration by subscribing to the podcast at healthhopeandinspiration.com. Well, life can seem so unfair. Yet putting the excuses aside, how unfair is life really? We were never promised perfection. Never. And I don't use that word lightly. That word is one of those words that, yeah, you don't want to say the word never, never. Because for some reason, it comes back to get you and it bites you usually the wrong way. That's why for me, I don't say I'm never going to move again. Nope, that's not even in my vocabulary. I don't say it. Why? Well, because I know if I do, I will be moving. I say, oh, the possibility might be there, but my hopes is that maybe we're finally firmly planted here. But the word never, no, 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 no. We just don't associate that. But in this context, yes. Never. We were never promised perfection. But for some strange reason, our concept within our mind, our earthly brains, not the heavenly ones that God is creating within us here on earth. The earthly ones, no perfection here. So when you put all the excuses aside, when dreams don't come true, where is the hope found? Remember, belief is built on action, not excuses. You can't have a dream if you're not willing to dream it. Belief is built on action, not excuses. So what are you to do when dreams don't come true? What are you to do? I know you've had them. I know probably you've buried them more than you care to admit. But today, no more. It's time to stir your heart. That is your KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Stir your heart. STIR. Are you ready for a great recipe? Well, it's coming your way and it involves your heart. You know, it's about our mind, but you also have to connect the heart and the mind. So let's do that today. Number one, S, savor. Savor what matters because you matter. Just because you have responsibilities doesn't mean you are less of a person and that your dreams don't matter. You matter. So savor what matters. This is taking time for you. This is saying, I'm okay to maybe put aside 15 minutes. Yeah, don't feel guilty about those 15 minutes. Savor what matters. Be present in the moment. You gotta be there. Number two, T, trim. Trim off the extra. And I'm not talking about the waist. I know I would like a little bit trimmed off, but I'm talking about getting rid of the busyness title. You know, recently I watched the Miss USA pageant, and congratulations to Miss Nebraska. She won Miss USA, and it was very interesting in watching it, right? Because they're up there, right? If you've ever been in a pageant, which I have, I was never competed on the Miss USA side. I competed on the Miss America side. But in the Miss USA or Miss America pageants, you go through your local pageants. You move to regional in some areas, depending upon how big of a pageant there is. And then you go to the state level. So there's what? You're trying to walk up these set of stairs, right? Because ultimately, you want to win the state title to what? To go for the title of Miss USA or Miss America. Well, it seems to be nowadays is we're all looking to wear the title of Miss Busyness. I want the title. I want the crown. I want it bigger than Miss USA. I want it bigger than Miss America. And I want it bigger than Miss Universe. I deserve it. I want to wear it. I'm telling you to trim it off. Trim off the extra. You don't need the busyness title. It's not becoming. And really, How many activities do we really need to be the woman God is creating? Or if you're a man listening, the man he is creating in you. Trim off the extra. Are you ready to continue to stir your heart? Well, we got to jump to number three, I. Ignite now. Be present. And when I say present, that means you're in the moment. You're right there. You're not sitting there trying to plan dinner while you're hearing my voice. You're in the moment going, ignite now. What does that mean in my life to ignite now? Take aim on what you can. Action ignites motivation. It's not about excuses. Bury them quickly. Ignite now. What can you do in this moment, in your time and season of life? No, maybe you don't have the finances or the resources, but there are ways that you can begin to still dream and keep your dream alive without burying it. But no one talks about that, do we? We talk about, oh, the responsibilities and the things we have to do and, oh my gosh, terrible twos because they're toddlers and now we're into elementary school and, oh my gosh, now I've got to start saving for college and they barely made it to first grade and I don't know if I can take it anymore. And then I have to have this wonderful marriage and I'm supposed to, you know, volunteer at the community center. And then on top of that, I'm supposed to be at church. And then I'm supposed to be this wonderful person in the neighborhood and bake cookies for, you know, every other week for the new neighbors. Oh my gosh, do you feel like you're falling apart sometimes? Because we are. So I don't want you to fall apart. I want you to ignite something within you that's greater and deeper than cookies or volunteering. I'm not saying those things aren't good. Don't mistake me. But when God is designing a plan for you, He has an action plan and we have to be engaged in it. Ignite now. And the final one, number four for stir is R, remember daily. This one crushes me because it's the quickest one. Oh, I've got too much on my plate. Yep, you got the busyness title on you. You do. I don't have time for that. I just don't. I can't work it into my schedule. You know what? We make time for whatever's a priority. And guess who determines the priority in your life? You do. Whether you decide that everybody who calls you on your phone or texts you, if it's a, oh my gosh, this is a, you know, blood or a flood, I've got to answer it. It may be just a simple, hey, do you want to go grab some coffee? Maybe right now isn't a good time to go grab some coffee. Maybe you need to work on your dream. But we don't do that, do we? We feel like we have to service everybody. And service, I mean, not play made. I mean, feel like we are actually serving them, nurturing them, growing them. Yes, that is all important. But if you don't take care of the person that the heart is beating in, what happens to that heart eventually? It dies. Heavy for a Monday, I know. But I'm not one who likes to beat around the bush. You are too precious. And I love you for who God has made. There's no one else on earth like you. So remember daily. That's your R, remember daily. This is a pinch of hope for your dream. That's how I want you to think about it. A pinch of hope for your dream. Maybe it's reading a chapter in a book. You know, you can go to the library. They still do exist. I know, kind of weird. It'll probably be the quietest space you'll ever find. But go to the library and borrow a book. Whatever your interest is with your dream, go borrow it. If you want to be a fiction writer, go read some fiction novels. Go borrow a book and start reading it. Maybe it's only a page, guess what? That's more than you did yesterday. And you're keeping your dream alive. And some people say, well, if I want to be a fiction writer, why do I need to read fiction? Because you need to see different writing styles. There's lots of ways to have that pinch of hope for your dream. Maybe it's writing 50 words a day. If you want to be a writer, doesn't matter what you want to write. Maybe you want to go out and do films. You want to have a screenplay. Then guess what? Start writing 50 words a day. That may seem like, doesn't sound like a whole lot, but you know what? Start writing them and see what happens. 50 words when you first begin is tough. Because you know what you want to do? You want to edit. You're like, oh, that sentence doesn't look good. Nope, I don't want you to do that. I just want you to write 50 words. Whatever comes to mind, I want you to write them down, put them down, and walk away. 50 words a day. Maybe it's logging your recipes. Maybe you're like, oh, one of these days I want to be a chef on TV. That's fantastic. Maybe you just want to have a cookbook. I don't know, but it involves your recipes. Guess what? I want you to start writing all your recipes down. Don't keep them in your head. That's where all mine are. I'm having to start writing mine down too. Why? Because I'm going to start sharing them with you. So if I don't write them down and I just know them in my head, how in the heck am I going to get them to you? So start writing your recipes down. Now, let me give you a quick tip here. I said remember daily. Now, I know this is one that people find every excuse in the book that I just don't have time with, whatever. Okay, now my children will fess up for me and confirm this. I am one who will write on anything. Usually, it's a napkin, a paper towel, or sometimes I have written on toilet paper. Now, how's that for a funny Monday? Yes, I knew you would like that, and you're laughing at me right now. Good, but I have your attention. So these are just ideas that come to mind. And a lot of times, my ideas come in the shower or in the middle of the night. So this is my awesome tip for you. I want you to go get index cards. Now, don't splurge for the bright ones and all colorful ones. Okay, if you really want to do that, go ahead. But I'm telling you to get the basic white. Basic white, they can be plain or lined, doesn't matter. But have you noticed? School supplies are already beginning to show up. And that means what? Cheap index cards. 50 cents for like, I don't know how many hundreds you get. 50 cents. You can't buy paper. And you know what? It's so easy to stack them away and you can put them what? In a little box. So that's what I want you to do. I want you to get your index cards out. And they're much cheaper than Post-its. And the idea though of your index cards is to remember daily. And I just want you to write when things come to mind about your dream. It could be a quote that you've thought of, a Bible verse. It could be something that I would love to do that one day. Write it down. Just write it down. Number one, why? You're going to forget it in the next 10 minutes. Guaranteed, I've done it too many times. I have flushed ideas down the toilet because I did not write it down. That's why I write on toilet paper now. So I haven't flushed it down the toilet, but I'm trying to upgrade to index cards. My children will be excited and ecstatic to see that now mom's writing will be all over index cards around the house and not on just paper that people use to dry their hands or other things on. Okay, so now that you have that beautiful picture in your head, I'm being serious. You notice what I've done, right? I've helped extinguish the excuses for you. Remember daily, this is a pinch of hope. These are the little things that make a greater impact. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. When dreams don't come true, you are empowering your excuses and living the busyness lifestyle to a T. And if that's what you want, I applaud you. Hooray, hooray. But if not, then stir your heart. And I get it. It's not always as easy as it sounds. I'm living it. And I don't get it perfect every single day. No, maybe in a blink, I get it perfect once in a while. And I'm ecstatic when that happens. But the rest of the time, I'm figuring it out just like you. But maybe you want some help with that. Maybe you'd like to take my hand and allow me to come beside you. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. All you need to do is click on the link in the show notes. Take aim. Action ignites motivation. That will begin our conversation. It's a little form. It comes directly to me. Only my eyes see it. I take this very seriously. Once when you fill out that form, I will send you back a reply and we will set up your call. You matter. Your dreams matter. God didn't create you just because he thought, nah, I need somebody else on this earth. Have you ever thought of it that way? Oh, God just created me because, well, he needed to fill this space and he had nothing else better to do and poof, there I am. No. You matter. You are worthy. Stir your heart today. Stop surviving and start dreaming. Train for life. Love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.